You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now.
Yes, we bring you another edition of Defenders Live with Miss Anna Edwards, live from WRIR Studios. Let's hear what Miss Anna has to say. Anna, take it away.
And good afternoon, Richmond. You are listening to the Defenders Live. I am your host, Anna Edwards, and today is Monday, April 12th, 2010. The Defenders is brought to you as a production of the Defenders for Freedom, Justice, and Equality, and you can learn more by going to our website at defendersfje.org. And if you have anything you want to tell us, please give us a call at 804-644-5834 or send us an email at defendersfje@hotmail.com. Well, I want to welcome you back to the show, and I want to give you a couple of updates before I introduce my guests today. I'm very pleased always when we have guests because I think it's more interesting for you than to have to listen to me go on for a half an hour on my opinions on things, but you never know. So today, just before we break in, I want to go ahead and say that who we'll be talking to are members of the African Communities Network, and that's a recently formed organization to bring together the different immigrant communities from the different African nations here in Richmond, and we will let our guests give you the nitty-gritty on how it got started and what it seeks to do moving forward. To start with, I want to mention that this weekend, the Defenders were privileged to be able to attend yet again the Black Workers for Justice Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Support for Labor Banquet. And it's the 27th annual dinner, and they had a very, very compelling speaker this time. Her name is Marlene Bastien. She's the director of the Haitian Women of Miami. And she is a candidate for the 17th Congressional District in Florida, and has spoken at such dynamic places as the Miami Workers Center, and has worked for the children who were incarcerated, I think, in a detention center in Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. So she's a very dynamic worker for children's rights and has been very much involved in what's been happening in Haiti and spearheading a lot of work and a lot of aid work, both out of Florida and in Haiti. And we hope to be able to have actually a broadcast of her presentation in the next week or two so that you can hear her words for yourself. But that was a very, very compelling event. And as usual, at this event, they've been adding on more and more cultural activities, and they had some incredible spoken word pieces that were done. The performers were Trina Thoughts, Dee Noble, and Eli Axiom, and they were quite remarkable, along with the singing of the Fruit of Labor Singing Ensemble, which is the cultural wing of the Black Workers for Justice. So I always bring that up because I think it's something that should be known about. It takes place in North Carolina, but they work on behalf of North Carolina's workers and Virginia's workers. So it's always good to know that. I will jump straight to also letting you know that Defenders is having its annual fundraising dinner, although it's the first time we've had it now in 2 years, and that is the Fighting Fund and Community Awards dinner. And this time we have a featured speaker. His name is Abayomi Azikiwe. He is the editor of the Pan-African Newswire, and he will be talking specifically about the role of the U.S., the increased role of the U.S. in the economy and its military involvement in Africa. So we are very much looking forward to bringing that to Richmond, and as well as honoring the Defenders of the Year for this year. And there are many because we have 2 years to catch up on, and there has been a lot of really good work that's been done over the last 2 years. So with that, having said the word jump three times, I am now going to introduce you to our guests who are here from the African Communities Network. With me today, I have Jibril Niang, who is chair of the Economic Development Committee of the ACN, and Mahamadou Tandia, who is actually, are you the president?
No, PR.
PR. He's the head of public relations for the African Communities Network. And pardon me for the confusion, but every time I've gone to a meeting, he's been at the head table. So, you know, I made some assumptions. So, in any event, I'd like to welcome you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us today.
Great, great. I'll leave it to you to decide who will answer this question, but just to start with, what is the African Community Network?
Well, good afternoon, Anna, and good afternoon, all the listeners. Thank you very much for having us around this table today. This is an honor to be here to share, you know, our experience and some information about the African Community Network. As you know, African Community Network started in about is going to 2 years now. And this is an organization which is supposed to be the voice of all Africans in living in Richmond, in the greater Richmond area. Also, it's a support network where people can have all the support as immigrants to be able to feed the society and to be able to move and become productive in this country, which is our right now. Because as you know, people move to get a better life, and with our guidance, they will spend a lot of time to find themselves. That's one of the reasons we come out with this organization, to help all the immigrants, and we regroup all the countries, African countries, the people who from different countries come together to fund this organization called African Community Network, which is going to be, as I said, the common voice of all the Africans and a support group for the newcomer. Mm-hmm. And the people who are already here, they still need some help. And that's the goal for this organization.
And, of course, those who've been here for a long time went through it the hard way, right?
So that's right.
They get to bring their experience.
Yeah. And share with the newcomer and still, you know, helping each other, as I say, as a network. And, you know, whatever you need, we bring it to make it available to the community. And we set some different commission, you know, which are here to work on those level. You know, we have the committee of the health committee. Mm-hmm. We have the education committee, and we have the economic development, social, cultural, and the advocacy committee. So those five committees touch, you can say, everything. You know, so if you have any need in those five branch, you refer to the head of that committee, right, and to get help.
Right. Have you found so far that each of those five has had to be active since the beginning?
Yeah, especially the advocacy committee been very active, because since the organization started, we need to reach out to everybody. And people are kind of spread out throughout Richmond, throughout the counties. So advocacy been doing really a great job to reach out, to go to any place they think that African may be meeting. Because we know a lot of countries have their individual little organizations. But I think bringing everybody together will give us more help to understand each other. And also to really celebrate the African culture here in Richmond, because Africa has a lot to offer to many other people. They can learn, you know, the cultural aspect of it, the historical aspect of it. And I think the better tellers of that history is Africans who experienced it and lived it. And now this is our new home, and we know how rich our history is, and we wanted to share it with everyone. Mm-hmm. So we welcome everybody to join our organization, not just the African. Anyone who wanted to learn about Africa, you know, they are very friendly people. But like Jibril was saying earlier, the newcomers, they find a lot of challenges. As you know, Africa has many different languages. And people who are coming here may not specifically speak English. You have French colonized countries, English colonized countries, which those people fit in much quicker when they come here because they don't have the barrier of the language. Mm. But still, they do have the barrier of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So finding an organization like the African Community Network here will help them really go through all the steps they need to be more productive, you know, because when usually people come here, they like it. And, you know, they have their families, they're raising them, but they just need a little more support to make things a little bit better and
sure.
easier.
Now, you're from Mauritania, is
yes.
that right?
Yes, I'm from Mauritania,
okay,
West Africa.
And I'm sorry, the audience will have to bear with me as I remember to identify the guests when they're talking, but Mahamadou was just speaking. And Jibril, you are from Senegal, is that right?
Yes, I'm from Senegal, yeah. West Africa.
And so both of those are French colonized.
Yes,
right.
Speaking.
They
yeah.
are
exactly. yes.
Yeah, and I've just come back from Mali, so I was, you know, again in another French-speaking African nation. But I was going to ask you, how many, as far as you know, how many African nations are represented right now by the ACN?
Right now, we have near 15 countries mm-hmm. represented, and again, that's just, you know, with the people we've been able to contact. But we know there are many more in this area.
Mm-hmm.
So the advocacy is going to continue its outreach to try to reach, you know, so that we can have every country represented.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, one of the common, misconceptions, but I think that, you know, the education around Africa is still fairly superficial for, mm-hmm. I think, most people. I mean, even to the extent that some historical information is being taught in schools or because people seek it out, it's still pretty limited. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, if any American that I could run into could name 15 African nations, I would be floored. you know, usually three or four. That's and if it. They reach real hard, they heard something in the news, there might be five or six. But, you know, you've got 15, but there are 62, is that
52.
Right? 52
yes.
Nations within the continent of Africa.
Yes.
And even in Mali, by comparison, I think the number of languages, you know, I mean, outside of French, I encountered Bambara and I heard about Pul and Fulani and Tuareg. But
that's right.
I think those are still major groups.
That's
and
true.
The numbers are incredible for how many different languages there are and how many were established in order that people who spoke those different languages could trade together.
Mm-hmm.
So talk a little bit about, I mean, when you say language barrier, mm-hmm. It's a pretty remarkable concept. It's not just one or two languages you're talking about.
That's right. Well, you just touched a very sensitive point right there because, as you said, is a misconception. Africa still be misunderstood by the people, by the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the major goal of this organization, trying to bridge the gap and educate people and learn from other people. Because as you know, like you say, the other people can count, you know, because all they know is Africa and that woke us up. Because when we was coming here, we was considering ourselves, you know, from Mali, from Senegal, you know, but anywhere you work or anybody you have to deal with, they just call you African.
Right.
So that's be like, wow, we are just African. Then why not coming together as one nation, one group of people thinking the same way and acting the same way? Because we're going to be called Africans anyway.
Right, right.
And there is no reason for us to separate ourselves as a country, people from Senegal, from Mali, those kind of stuff. Because soon as we got here, everybody have to fit in a certain category of organization of people. You
right.
You don't deal with as an African nations as a people. You just deal with your group of people, the people who come from your own country.
Right.
But this organization doesn't, you know, just go beyond those limits. And
sure.
You know, we come together.
Sure.
And as a whole, basically the way we live is the same. In Africa,
yeah,
you know, but for those language we have kind of different languages, which become a barrier for people to interact.
Mm-hmm.
But with this group, we're just gonna make sure, you know, people don't have a limit. We have to share because nowadays we cannot live, you know, in isolated.
Yeah,
you know,
sure,
we have to,
right,
because
yeah,
nothing permits that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, technology doesn't allow us to just deal with ourselves. We have to communicate. We have to be out there. We have to exchange.
Right.
And this organization, that's the main purpose, to educate the African American, the American, you know, anybody who need to know more about African and the culture.
You know, contemporary, you know, too. Exactly. I think that's the other piece, is that there's a lot of looking back at the, you know, historical or older history, and not a real good understanding of the contemporary dynamics. And Mahamudu, what do you? I think that maybe one of the other superficial issues or layers that is not deep enough in terms of what people understand is in terms of contemporary countries in Africa and people who are coming here, is do you find that there is an assumption that you're always coming because you're escaping violence?
Yeah, I think most people, I think, here think that. But when you look at it, when you said earlier that a lot of people can't mention too many countries, because the only countries they heard of is the one that have violence, that have war, that have a lot of other issues.
Right.
But the other maybe 45 countries or 40 countries that you don't hear much about, it's because it's much peaceful, much, you know, calmer. And Africa have been a mixed population for centuries. We said earlier that different languages, but you kind of learn from the, you know, young age how to live with different people, because your neighbors speak different languages than you. Naturally, you just, you know, grab onto it and, you know, share everything you have, and they do the same thing. That's one of the big things that really help those countries that you don't hear much about, you know, to be so peaceful. So, yes, it's true that we have some really tough areas in Africa where war been going on for years, you know, maybe two decades, three decades, when you look at the case of Sudan or the Congo. Those are areas that people really need to bring a lot of attention to. And I think as the international community help those African countries, and many other African countries that need help, but I think the most urgent ones are the ones that are in war areas, to help them really sustain and to help them also come to the table and negotiate. And you know, with that, a lot of Africans can really improve many conditions, and all of them don't have to try to leave. But on the other hand, the other people who try to come here, they just fascinated with the advancement of the United States or maybe also some European countries. And they just wanted to, some of them wanted to go to get more knowledge, you know, to understand how some of the things like technology been advancing so rapidly in these places. And some of them want to go back actually and implement. And some people are going back. I think with that, you know, we'll see a lot of people going back and also helping the young people, you know, and to tell them, you know, you don't have to leave. We can, you know, all the resources are here.
Yeah.
But the African needs to do a better job to provide the resources to build technical schools, which are really very important in the African countries. I think like community colleges, Africans don't have a lot of those. They have universities.
Right.
But
yeah.
I think a backbone of a country is really the technical fields. You know, so you need that, a lot of those in Africa to really keep the young people focused and working hard.
And I, you know, it's funny you mentioned that, because I think community colleges are sort of this very quiet but very powerful force in the United States.
Yes.
And they've come up a lot in our conversations, even with the defenders, and in terms of like in Mali, I know they're starting a new university, but one of the conversations from their new relationship is to connect that with a community college vocational and technical approach to it, because you hear the same thing everywhere. Same thing is mm-hmm. happening here. It's jobs, and jobs means vocational training, mm-hmm. and that training has to be tied to the industries that exist, so that when they finish that training, there's a job waiting for you.
That's
right.
That's right. That's right.
So it's interesting to see how much I think the communication technology is. And this is a really broad, flat statement, but it's kind of leveling things out globally in a way. The same, you have to work on the same issues, even in the United States, where we're supposed to be so rich, but we have amazing poverty mm-hmm. here, an amazing lack of jobs for the numbers of people that we have, amazing groups of people who can't find work mm-hmm. or can't find access to training for the work that does exist. So. More and more, the language is very similar, and the problems are very similar, and the solutions are very similar, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So what do you...
Yeah, that's true, because what happened is this is a problem which become with the colonization, which mm-hmm. is tied mm-hmm. with the colonization of our countries. Mm-hmm. Because what happened is when we was colonized, the country which was a colonizer, they just guide us with what they want us to do.
Sure.
So basically, people didn't think they can do anything else what they was taught to do. So if you take the case of Senegal, we was just the number one producer of peanuts
mm-hmm.
for years. We was exporting, and the peanuts we was growing. Was this the final destination was to sell it to France.
Right.
And they turned it around, just make it as oil and sell it back to us. So basically...
They've been doing that since Haiti.
Right. So basically, the people just have that mindset. They don't want to explore as an avenue to just do something else. And it start to change right now. And that's also something we're working on, trying to help the countries to have a broader vision of mm-hmm. what they can do. Mm-hmm. And also, like you say, technology is here to help all those things, because when you can sit here and talking to your family back home and see them, they see you, that means you can do everything to change their mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And we're working on that level also, to help people to know that they can invest there and it's going to be safe, because it's an open playing field.
Right, right.
Africa is a lot more resource. They already take a lot of resources from there, but it still have a lot more resource, mineral and
mm-hmm.
everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're hoping that this organization will be one of the actors which are going to change the way Africa is, conduct.
Very interesting. We are, of course, running out of time before I even got to do our halfway reminder to people that we are listening to. You are listening to The Defenders Live here on WRIR 97.3. And you can listen live on the internet at WRIR.org. My guests today are Mahamadou Tandia and Jibril Niang, both from the African Community Network. And we are having a very good discussion. We are just starting to get into the good issues. And we've got about 4 minutes left.
It went by too fast.
It does. So I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to let people know how they can find out more about you and connect.
Okay. Yeah. We welcome everybody to come and join our organization and to participate, learn about more about Africa. And the way to reach us, we are currently on Facebook. You can just search for African Community Network, and our page will come up, and you can be a fan. And from there, you can follow all our upcoming events. And also, if you want to write us by mail, you can write us at 420 East Carey Street, Richmond, Virginia, 23219. That's the address for the Red Cross. That's where we held all our meetings. And you just put attention to ACN or African Community Network, so you can reach us that way. And if you want to reach us by phone, it's 804-833-3126. And we're working on building a website, so hopefully you will see that on our Facebook page. once we get it up running, but we're working on it now.
All right, great. And in the meantime, I'll try to have information also on the Defenders website, and we posted something on the WRIR website too, so we hope we can continue to channel. I have talked to one other member, and I plan to have you back because
thank you. We will be ready.
Just getting started. This is crazy.
Yes.
We just had our preliminary introductions, and we need to keep talking because it's interesting. Inherently, your organization can't help but be political in a way because of the work that you're trying to do, the perceptions that you're trying to counter, and the real avenues for access and progress that you're trying to bridge between your home countries and the United States.
Yeah.
And certainly that idea of assimilation and integration into a new country, becoming a new people once you get here.
Yeah, right. And I think what's going to make our work easier now is that everybody will work with English, so we don't have to worry about prioritizing one language over another. That's a plus. And I think people are coming together and just, working together.
Yeah. Do you anticipate maybe a relationship with a similar formation that may be in Europe? I was just, everybody's going to have to forgive me. I was just in France because that was my layover on the way.
That's right.
It's my introduction to Europe, which, of course, it felt, except for the architecture, very much like the United States. Mm-hmm. It's a westernized country. It's, industrialized. It's technologically where, so everything felt very familiar in that regard. Then I imagine that there are organizations in European countries who are trying to do the same work that you all are.
That's true, because the Africans do the same thing everywhere they are. They just looking, after each other, and they just helping each other. So it's gonna be a piece, a very important piece to inform them to the Africans coming together.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said earlier,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be in groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is time for now to come together as a whole.
Right. It's the diaspora finding itself and regroup. It's wonderful. And I'm really delighted to be able to be a part of that work, quite frankly. So
we really thank you, Anna, for having us. And we are ready to come back anytime you need us.
Absolutely. Calendar is going to be out in a minute. So,
okay,
all right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Defenders Live today. I thank my guests, Mohamedou and Jibril, and look forward to doing this again. Please check out the Defenders website, and remember that we are having our dinner on April 24th, and we hope that you will join us. As usual, keep up the struggle. Remember that kindness does matter. And think hard, and then go do.
Thank
you. All right.
Thank you.
You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now. You're dressing with class, well, you needn't. You're holding your sass, well, you needn't.